Cash Matters with Jeff Boggs, New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
We do welcome you back. 11 o'clock, just a few seconds after. It's our pleasure on Thursdays at about 11 o'clock to welcome in folks with Iberia Crime Stoppers, offering up our featured crime of the week. But as we will remind you throughout this segment, we welcome your calls at 364-TIPS, the TIPS hotline, 364-8477, on any criminal activity, as we welcome back Sergeant Stephen Guidry and member of the board, Bud Forrest. Thank you, gentlemen, for being with us today.
Thank you, Jeff. Nice to be here again.
Morning, Jeff.
Bud, good to see you again. We'll talk a little bit about the featured crime of the week in just a little bit. But, Sergeant, remind us again, the mission of Crime Stoppers, what we're all about.
Mission of Crime Stoppers is to bring the community and the sheriff's office together as one for the same goal that we all want, and that's to get the criminals off the streets. Iberia Crime Stoppers is yet another tool that the community can use in order to give information on any crime that they've seen that has been committed, whether it's small information or large information. You can call the TIPS line anonymously and potentially earn you a cash reward up to $1,000.
Very good. Again, the anonymous or anonymity portion of this is really what's key to it, and again, assuring folks that they are indeed anonymous.
And that's exactly right. We're never going to ask for your name, your address, or your phone number. Our telephone system does not have a caller ID, so we don't know which number you're calling from. All we're going to ask for is the information that you have relating to a crime.
Very good, very good. Bud, remind us some of the role that the board has, not only in doling out a little cash, but raising cash as well.
Sure. Picking up on what the sergeant just said, we had a board meeting last evening, and there was a reward discussed from a tipster, and just to underscore the anonymity, the board only had a number, a random number assigned. We knew nothing about it except the crime itself. I'm told by Stephen, actually, we have more than, what, 12,000 on Facebook now?
Just broke the 12,000 mark.
Yeah, that's astounding to me. The board is comprised of folks from all the sections of the community. I think someone here last week, probably Craig Romero, said that we had four rewarded tipsters last month, and I wanted to say this. We have been getting, that's not right, Stephen's been getting calls from folks in the community who don't even want to be assigned a reward anonymous number. They're just calling in and giving us what they know, which I think speaks well for our community involvement, Jeff.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I love to see that altruistic behavior, but hey, you're happy to hand out cash if it's a good tip.
We got some left.
Yeah. And again, you know, it's great to see members of the community then support this by offering money for those awards or rewards.
I'd be surprised if your listeners haven't seen one of our ads or signs around town somewhere. While I'm on that topic, I want to say that I'm joking here, but I'm selling signs to my friends for $100. Anybody else, they're free.
with friends like you, who needs enemies, right?
My number is 380-2288. Say it again, 380-2288, and we have lots of signs.
Excellent. Again, those are free, but again, they do cost money, so if you can help the cause, wish to help the cause, make a donation, you can drop a check in the mail to P.O. Box 11235, New Iberia, 70562, the zip 70562, but again, P.O. Box 11235. Still got the GoFundMe site up?
Yes, sir. Still stuck at the 525 mark. Anything and everything that anybody can give is definitely greatly appreciated. We still have the GoFundMe account active right now. If you just go to www.gofundme.com/IberiaCrimeStoppers, it'll take you to the GoFundMe page for our page. Very, very simple to donate. You can donate either on GoFundMe, just like you said, send a check to that address that you mentioned, or you could come to my office personally at the main floor of the courthouse on Iberia Street, and I will take anything you have to offer, and it will be properly placed to the Crime Stoppers president.
Yeah, again, can't emphasize enough, you know, those 12,000-plus Facebook fans, if they would just contribute a buck apiece, and I don't know how practical that is as far as PayPal, so make it maybe $5. Make it worth your effort going to PayPal or whatever it is, but again, it, just a little bit from everybody would be a big help.
Huge success. Just a little bit. I mean, even a dollar, like you said, from the 12,000 people, is 12 grand right there that we can help to pay a lot of these tipsters out for the information that they're giving so we could get these bad guys off the streets.
You know, remind us again how the awards work. Again, a tip comes in, an arrest is made, and then it goes to the board.
Absolutely. So when you call in your information, your tip, I'm going to assign you a special number, and that's the only way that we're going to know you by, so that I have a reference point to go check back at the tip for when you're supposed to be calling the second Thursday of every month. So if you were to call today with a tip, I ask that you call back the second Thursday of October. That's when that should give a month right there to see if this person was arrested because of your tip. If this person was arrested, it goes to the board meeting, and the board reviews the tip, reviews the arrest, and comes up with a number based off of a point system. When that number is generated, that's how much money that tipster is going to get. So the following day, which is the second Thursday of the month, the tipster is urged to call back again. And from that point, they're going to ask, did my tip lead to an arrest? And if I say yes, I'm going to pull it back up and give you a very special set of instructions that I don't want to discuss on the radio for everyone to hear.
Right, right.
But it's a very special set of instructions for
real
you to...
Real cloak and dagger stuff.
Exactly.
Again, but to protect the anonymity.
And that's exactly right, Jeff. Yeah. You remain completely anonymous through the entire process from start to finish. And when it's finished, it's finished. That's it. And you're not limited to just one tip.
Yeah,
if you've
got
information on 13 different crimes, that's 13 different tips that you can give us and 13 different ways that you can earn some more money.
There you go. And again, when, as we always remind folks, we accept a tip on anything, small or large crime. And again, the tip may seem innocuous to you, but maybe not to police. Maybe it brings the equation together.
And that's exactly right. I'm sure there are several cases that our Bureau of Investigations are working on right now that's just missing that tiniest little puzzle piece to complete the case. But without that tiny little puzzle piece, it can't be completed. So if you have that little tiny puzzle piece that you can give to us to help finish solving a case, that's a win in everyone's book.
Yeah. And again, the award or reward based on the type of crime, perhaps.
That's exactly right. I mean, if you're calling in a tip for someone who has a warrant for misdemeanor traffic court, failure to appear for a misdemeanor traffic court, It's going to be a little bit less than if you have information on someone who murdered someone.
Gotcha.
And it's all based off of a point system that is computer generated through Crime Stoppers USA Incorporated. So there's a list of all these types of different crimes, warrants, misdemeanors, felonies, and it gives it a point value. So based off of the information that you give to us, it goes through the computer point system and gives us a range.
Very good. Again, the board meets on the second Wednesday, and then folks can call back in the Thursday afterward to see if they reaped some reward.
That is absolutely right, Jeff. Again, we urge the callers to call back the second Thursday of the month after the board has voted.
And keep in mind, sometimes the second Thursday is before that Wednesday. The way the calendar falls, like if the first is a Thursday and then the next Wednesday is the first Wednesday, but the second Thursday would follow the first Wednesday.
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
So again, the Thursday following the second Wednesday.
Yes, that works a lot better.
and I only know these things because there are weird quirks in the calendar that way, but with scheduling some of my guests.
Understandable.
Anyway, Bud, anything else you'd like to offer up as far as information from the board?
Yes, sir. Two things, really. Stephen attends, of course, every board meeting, and he gives us details of the crime itself, nothing to do with the tipster. So the board has discretion to add on to or delete. There's a recommended range, as Stephen said, but Stephen will often bring to us special circumstances, and the board has the authority to go higher. I've never seen it go lower to enhance the award. The second thing is a message from the board member to your listeners, and I'm kind of quoting a member of the board here. If you see something, if you know something, say something. Tell us, and
Absolutely.
We'll do the rest.
Absolutely. So let's go ahead and offer up the featured crime of the week. But again, when we say featured crime, that's all it is. It is the featured. It's unfortunately not the only one. So, again, don't hesitate to call the TIPS hotline, 364-8477, 364-TIPS, on any criminal activity that you might have some info on. But this is the featured crime.
Yes, sir. This week, the featured crime was a business burglary again. On September 1st, just before 3:30 in the morning, deputies responded to the business at Spanish Lake Market in reference to an alarm call. That Spanish Lake Market's located at West Old Spanish Trail and Darby Lane.
Right, right on the west edge. One of our clients, as well as the McDonald's adjacent to it.
Correct. Upon arrival, deputies noticed one of the front windows of the business was shattered. The owner of the store arrived later and did a walkthrough and an inventory, and surveillance footage shows a single black male wearing all black to include a black ski mask and a white glove. The suspect shattered the front window with a wooden baseball bat, made entry into the store, and began stuffing a backpack with nicotine products. The suspect then fled the scene in an unknown direction, but left blood drops on the counter and window pane, which were swabbed to be processed by the Acadiana Crime Lab. With that being said, the surveillance footage shows the male enter, pick up all the stuff in his backpack. He left, came back through the window, jumped over the counter again to clean up his footprints behind the counter. So he thought he was intelligent until he left some of his DNA behind.
Mm-hmm. So again, hopefully that helps lead to, but once that DNA, and if he's in the system, then you've got a warrant, and people may know who it is after the fact, too.
Bingo.
You may not have witnessed it. But hopefully this information brings about a possible suspect.
Absolutely. And I mean, at the same time, too, a lot of these burglars out there, they flaunt what they have.
Mm-hmm.
They go out and they resell what they have stolen. So people know out there. People know where this stuff's coming from. They know that no regular person out there on the street has cartons of cigarettes and cases of cigars that they're selling individually at their house.
Yeah.
Someone knows something's up out there.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few, you know, rolling machines out there, and some people roll their own.
True.
But not in mass quantities that
right.
They're putting on the market. Anyway, so again, that featured crime of the week is on your Facebook page. I saw it this morning. And it remind me, was there a video of the incident within that video?
Yes. Okay. I did show a little bit of surveillance footage of the male jumping the counter and wiping the counters or the shelves behind the counter, wiping them clean. I mean, he took a lot of tobacco and then tried to come cover up his footsteps, no pun intended.
Gotcha. So again, if someone offers you a carton of cigs cheap, there's probably a reason why.
Absolutely.
And again, offer up a tip at 364-TIPS, 364-8477. Again, the Facebook page is Iberia Crime Stoppers, online at email address, iberiacrimestoppers.com, Iberia Crime Stopper, no S at the end, at AT&T.net if you want to drop an email.
That's absolutely right, and we're always available, And just to reiterate that these tipsters, that you will speak to a live person every single time you call. It'll be me Monday through Friday, and anytime after hours, you will be transferred over to a call center, a Crime Stoppers Incorporated USA call center right outside of Dallas, who will personally take your call. You don't have to speak to any robots, press one or two for anything else. When you call, you get an answer. You give that person your information, the tips that you may have, and they send it through to me directly. So I check it every single morning when I come into the office and pass on those tips to the proper division of IPSO.
Very good, very good. Not that if they're not English-speaking folks, they're probably not listening to this English-speaking program, but do you can you take a call in Spanish or other?
I personally cannot, unfortunately. I only took a semester of Spanish back in high school. But I'm sure where there's a will, there's a way. Yeah. I will find someone who can speak Spanish. I will find someone who can speak another language so that we could get those tips to us so that we could get them out to the sheriff's office.
Very good, very good. Anything else you want to offer up today, Bud?
No, just want to thank you for having us.
Oh, always a pleasure. Sergeant, I understand we're going to miss you next week. Go and get a little education, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Just a little bit of education for a conference in which I'll be taking several different classes relating to Crime Stoppers. I'm looking to come back with a brain full of knowledge, with a brain full of insight, and I'm pretty gung-ho about it, learning some new things and trying them out when I get back.
Excellent. So Mike or somebody else in your place next week?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Bud, always a pleasure. Appreciate you dropping by.
Thank you, Beck.
You bet. Then again, Sergeant, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, sir.
Tesh Matters, 10 till 1 on Kane Radio, AM 1240.